Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Is that the way that song goes, Mark?
Yes.
At least that is true in other places this time of year. Here, of course, it is delightful. And we are entering some of our best weather of the year right now, if you ask me.
That is true. Although I will say, being a New Englander, I do miss the snow, or at least being able to, like, legitimately be able to wear a sweater this time of year.
Fair enough,
I will say that.
All right, there with you. And entertainment venues and theaters are, of course, taking advantage of all of this great weather. With the pandemic still haunting our doorsteps like a moldy jack-o'-lantern, the typical holiday events are being moved outside with plenty of room for you and me.
That sounds like a good thing. One of the events taking to the outdoor stage is a remarkable telling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Actress Katie McFadden of Child's Play Theater Company will be Scrooge, the three Christmas ghosts, and Tiny Tim in this one-woman show.
She's playing all of the parts herself? That's incredible.
Uh-huh. Here is McFadden.
It definitely is a big undertaking. I think my stage manager said it was 9,000 or so words. But what we did when we first adapted the show is we decided, you know, which characters had to stay and which characters could go. And then in rehearsing it, I just tried to find ways to change things physically or vocally to make them interesting and specific.
McFadden says this is not her first year performing this show, but the one-woman show works out well for our face-masked holidays. The show will be at the Herberger Theater's new outdoor pavilion with only a limited number of attendees.
That will give this English story a whole new feel. I wonder how downtown Phoenix will add to the atmosphere. Hopefully any London fog will just keep off the stage.
Well, McFadden says she is already mentally preparing herself for any potential distractions, fog, or city noise.
I'm kind of going into this knowing that my level of concentration has to be way more intense than anything else I've ever done.
Other venues are also shifting their holiday offerings to the outdoors. Phoenix Theater Company is taking its holiday show Unwrapped and literally unboxing it from the indoors to a new outdoor and socially distanced theater. Robbie Harper is the associate artistic director at the Phoenix Theater Company, and he says moving shows outside is a no-brainer right now.
So I equate it to growing up in Georgia. We used to have bonfires in the pastures, you know, and everybody would come and they'd bring their hot chocolate and they'd have their winter wear and they'd bring blankets and we'd have concerts out in the field and everybody would just dress for the occasion and come and cuddle together.
I'm going to get my flannel right now. That does sound like fun.
It sounds like a perfect way to make a family memory, and we could all use some holiday cheer after 2020.
There's something magical about seeing a live show together that I think allows for, you know, just us to gather and be a human population.
So if you're looking for other ways to get out safely and enjoy the holiday season, there are several drive-through light displays in Scottsdale. There's the Holiday Lights at Salt River Fields. World of Illumination has two displays, one in Tempe and one in Glendale. And there are two ways to enjoy zoo lights this year. You can either cruise the zoo in your car or on select nights walk through the display.